Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled Belonging, to Know and Be Known.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe. You do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can steal them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a few moments to be aware of the divine restlessness which resides in our hearts. I think we will recognize our longing. One of our greatest needs in life is to belong, and is an experience of mutuality which comes from a sense of knowing and being known. Jesus, more than anyone, knows our hearts and wanted to make sure we know how to make our desire to belong a reality. And so, giving us the beautiful image of the shepherd, he appealed to what is deep within us, our longing to be known individually and as community. In our gospel today, John sets the scene for this intimate revelation from Jesus for us, the revelation that will help us experience belonging. Sadly, this invitation was to be rejected by those who did not want to believe him, so was not mutual. John tells us it is winter. Jesus is in the temple, walking up and down on the feast of the dedication. The Jews are there trying to trap him, asking if he is the Christ. Jesus has already revealed his identity to them, and they do not believe. With God as his witness, all that he has done has been done in the Father's name. Yet still they do not believe, and so are challenged as not belonging to the flock, not listening to the voice of the shepherd. In the time of Jesus, the shepherds knew their sheep by name, and in response, the sheep followed the voice of their shepherd. Jesus longs for us to belong to him, to be one with him as he is one with his Father. His desire is for us to belong in this eternal embrace, in union with the abundance of God, which is so readily available. Sadly, the Jews were letting this opportunity of being known by Jesus pass them by. So for them, it was indeed winter. The cold had set into their hearts and kept them from being open to hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. What was it that kept them from being open and listening? Was it fear that seeing the good works of Jesus, they might recognize God who was being revealed? They could not cope with the divine breaking through their image of who they thought Jesus should be. And later on they will say to him, "You are only a man, yet you claim to be God." On the other hand, the disciples were getting to know Jesus at an even deeper level as they witnessed who he was in his person and in the works that he did, which he declared came from his Father. What a gift was theirs to both know and be known, and to be assured they could never be stolen from the embrace of God. Yes, they belonged with their gifts and vulnerabilities. What keeps me from listening to Jesus, from not wanting to be known by Jesus, by others? Could it be the enormity of knowing that Jesus does already know me, just as I really am, with my gifts and vulnerabilities, and loves me in this way? The more I am known by someone as I really am, the greater the love, the belonging. Do we trust our experience of the risen Jesus, who knows us and longs to be known by us? Amen. Hallelujah.